As you remember, before Jesus began his active ministry, he had spent 40 days in the wilderness. 40 days during which time he came to terms with what are known as some of the typical temptations that come to one who is seeking to grow spiritually. Following his overcoming of those temptations, he proceeded to the synagogues to teach, to read the scriptures to the people. He was fully committed to the will and the work of God. He went back to his own hometown, Nazareth, to the synagogue to read the scriptures on the Sabbath. He read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." After he read that scripture, he closed the book and said, "This day is the scripture fulfilled for your ears," indicating that he was indeed the Messiah for whom the people had waited for a very long time. He was announcing the truth that he was indeed the fulfillment of the prophecies and would do that which had been prophesied. Thus began a time of greater activity as a minister. He became known as a worker of miracles, and people flocked around him to be helped, to be healed. But one day, when the crowds were pressing upon him, and like most people at times, he needed to get away from people, he went to the shore where the fishermen were washing and cleaning their nets. He got into one of the ships, Simon's, who was later known as Peter, and he asked him to put out a little ways away from the shore. And when Simon did, then Jesus sat in the front of the boat and began to teach the people who were back on the shore. After he had completed, he told Simon to launch out into the deep and let down your nets. Simon had already been working all night long. They had already been on the boat, had put down their nets many times and gotten exactly nothing. Yet he felt guided to go ahead and do, although reluctantly, what Jesus asked him to do. And as a result, they had so many fish that they had to call the next boat to come and to help to take all of the fish. The fishermen were amazed. They had already become aware of the great power of this man, but they were even more so. So much, in fact, that this was the beginning of the 12 disciples, the four fishermen who were called to follow him and became his disciples. They left their boats, their nets, and followed him. Thousands of people are still very much like those on the shore listening. They get a glimmer of the possibilities of what might be, yet have not taken a step to move forward, to launch out into the deeper side of life, to discover that their dreams indeed can be fulfilled. Have you ever gotten bogged down in some particular situation in your life? Something that seemed to be an impasse where you could neither go ahead or backward, that you were just there. Have you ever experienced any condition of lack or limitation? Or a defiant problem that hangs on no matter what you seem to do? Do you have times when it appears that things are very much out of order in your life? These things are perhaps but a signal. A signal that we too need to put out into the deep. A signal to arouse ourselves toward a greater, more deep relationship with God. From the scripture, as you go back and study it, you will discover that you can gain a great deal of insight. Launch out into the deep. How often do we play around in the shallow waters of life? We drift along with the beliefs of the world, the thinking of other people. We float along doing the things that are required to exist, making the motions of living. At the same time, our thoughts, our actions are rather lifeless. To move ahead, to progress, we have to get away from the shore, away from the known and the usual in our thinking and feeling. This, of course, denotes action, that no longer can we sit back, even praying for something to happen that will jar us out of our present condition or situation. Often we sit and wait and contemplate the problem and stay in a very ordinary, commonplace state of mind where we need to be reaching further and moving out from the shores. The fishermen were instructed to put down their nets. The nets represent in you your mind, your thoughts and feelings. Do you let them move into the realm of results? Do you let your thoughts and feelings move into the realm of all types of unformed possibilities? We need to move deeply in our thoughts and feelings into that realm of divine realities, where we become conscious of the presence and power of God. Make a thorough study of the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. Study the writings of spiritually illumined men and women who have shared their understanding. Not that you need to accept everything you read or even hear, but think. Think about spiritual ideas. Deepen your perception of things of the Spirit. As you see the net representing the mind, remind yourself of the statement from Romans 12:2, "Be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." As you read the story from the scripture, you will note that the fishermen were cleaning and preparing their nets for a catch. Our mind needs cleansing and preparing for the greater good that is to come. Our minds need cleansing from the negative emotions such as fear or worry or guilt, resentment, are free from bondage to past limitations. Even though the fishermen had caught nothing the night before, they still put their nets in good order and got ready for the next time, so that when they did go out, the nets were ready. Detach yourself from the past. Too often we stay very attached to the past and therefore have difficulty putting out from the shore to put down our nets. The story is told of two monks from a very strict religious order. They were forbade many things, and one of those things was to touch a woman. And one day, as they were moving along on a long journey, they reached the bank of a stream. And standing on the bank of the stream was a beautiful young girl. And she turned around and asked them for help in getting across. The one monk says, "No, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I am forbidden to touch a woman." The other monk, with no hesitation, simply picked her up, took her across the stream, and set her down, and went on his way. And as the two monks proceeded along, the one became very distressed. "How could you do such a thing? You know it is against what we're supposed to be doing to do this thing. Don't you remember your sacred oath?" And he kept going on and on. You've heard of this whole thing of nagging, right? And he would not leave the matter alone. And after many miles, perhaps the other monk had had enough. And he said, "My friend, I left the girl at the bank of the stream, but you are still carrying her." Do not we do this about the past at times? That although we have moved on, we still carry a burden with us. Burdens that can actually be over and done with, something that we don't need to keep. Let your mind move deeply into the conscious awareness of the presence of God. Christ in you, the Spirit of God in you, your hope of glory. As the nets were let down for the purpose of catching fish, likewise should our mind be ready. But what are we ready for? We put down our nets, our mind. Fish, from the spiritual point of view, represent ideas. Ideas, abundant ideas. Look back into your life and you will discover that an idea is the start of everything you have ever experienced in your life. Ideas are the beginning of everything. There are expansive, wonderful ideas within. Ideas originating from the very mind of God in you. Be receptive to ideas. Most of us discover that we have a great many superficial, irrelevant thoughts that are of no significance to us. And we get so used to paying no attention to these rather insignificant thoughts that we sometimes miss the wonderful ideas that God inspires us with. Our fleeting worldly thoughts have been likened to snowflakes that are sort of blowing around as in snow flurries. They can fill the air, but by the time they hit the surface, they're all gone. Ideas, however, that come from the spiritual depths of our being are eternal and lasting. They will stay if we will accept them. They contain within themselves whatever is needed to bring forth good and wonderful results in life. They will provide us with spiritual insight. They will provide us with the guidance that we need to do whatever it is we need to do in life. This leads, of course, to positive action. This is the next step on our spiritual journey, and that is positive action. The fishermen were so impressed with the works of Jesus and his teachings that when they brought their ships to land, they followed him. They left their nets. The action of God pulled them out of the old ways of life into an entirely new adventure. The action of God pulled them into that phase of life in which they were able to share the healing, redeeming message of truth. Positive action involves self-surrender. Humanly, we have many things that occupy us during our week, with work, with meetings, with funerals and weddings and social obligations and shopping and all of the talking, all the many things that we do, that we often neglect to take the step of self-surrender to the presence and power of God within. Self-surrender involves our giving in to the activity of God that moves within our being. It means that we put all else in life secondary to following the will and the work of God in our personal life. This, of course, leads to wonderful good. It leads to the abundance of every good thing that you can conceive of, ever wanting or desiring in life. Self-surrender, giving in to the movement of God, assures us of prosperity, of love, health, happiness, everything that makes up a part of the very essence or kingdom of God. Begin to ask yourself if you are ready to launch out into the deep. Are you ready to leave your reliance upon outer things and people and circumstances and conditions? Are you ready to leave your nets and follow the guidance and inspiration of the presence of God within your soul? To follow the Christ is to follow your own innate integrity. It is to seek and follow the inspiration of the still small voice of God within your soul. Launch out into the deep. Put down your nets. Renew your mind. Detach yourself from the past. Welcome new ideas and be ready for abundance. Even the fishermen got more fish than they had prepared for. And if we are praying for the right ideas, the right understanding, we will get an abundance. Take positive action. When you do these things, you will know that indeed God is your all-sufficiency in all things. God bless you.